Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yavamas Perik Tes Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Sagt der Heilige Mishnah. Again, we're talking about a woman that went Limedina Sayam, in this case with her husband and her husband's father and her father-in-law. She comes back and she says, Amra, she says, Mes Bali, my husband died, v'achakach Mes Chami. And afterwards, my father-in-law died. So Tina says she can get married with Titel Ksubasa and take her Ksuba. The Chamoisa, but her mother-in-law, who stayed behind, Asura, she's Asur. She can't get married or collect her Ksuba because a mother-in-law cannot remarry on the Eidos of her daughter-in-law. A daughter-in-law can't say Eidos for a mother-in-law. The Chiddush of the Mishnah says the Batanura. But if she says, first, my husband died. And then my father-in-law, so at the time that she's saying my father-in-law died, she's no longer her daughter-in-law. According to her testimony, her husband died first. It still doesn't make a difference. She's not believed. For all we know, maybe both men, maybe her husband and the father-in-law are still alive. Yes, and this daughter-in-law is also willing to destroy her own life by saying that her husband died and getting married just so that she could get even with her mother-in-law. Here too, Hay Sabas Yisrael Akayin, if the mother-in-law was a daughter of a Yisrael who was married to a Kayin, in other words, the father-in-law was a Kayin, and the mother-in-law was a daughter of a Yisrael. Teichel b'truma, she can continue to eat truma. If her husband is alive, we don't accept the testimony of her daughter-in-law, so she's a Bas Yisrael married to a Kayin, she can continue to eat truma. Divir Reb Tarfin, like we learned in the previous mission, as Zehalt Rabbi Tarfin. And here too, Rabbi Kiva disagrees. Rabbi Kiva Aimer, Ein Zu Derech, Metziata Midei Aveira. This isn't the way to take her out from the chshash of being Oyver and Aveira. Rather, I have to say, look, could be your husband is alive, and therefore we're going to say to her, if you want to save her from an Aveira, then you have to assume the worst case scenario in each case. I can't let you get married, maybe your husband is alive. I can't let you eat Truma. Because maybe your husband is not alive. If you're going to let her eat truma, says Rabbi Kiva, Ein zu derech metziata midei aveira. This isn't a way to free her from the aveira. If you want to free her from the aveira, it has to be actually asura linase. She has to be asura to get married, v'asura lechol betruma, and asura for her to eat truma. And here too, says the Batanura, that the halacha is like Rabbi Tarfin. In this case, but not in the next case. In this case, we have as follows. Kiddush achas michamish nashim. A man was mekadesh, one of five. He doesn't know which one. Kol achas emeres oisi kiddush. Each woman says, it was me. Zok the Mishnah, noisin get l'chol achas v'achas. He has to give a get to each of them before any of them can get married. What about the ksuba? Well, if he has to give a ksuba to each one, that's going to get very expensive. Zok the Mishnah, umaniach ksuba beinein umestalik. Umaniach ksuba, he puts down the ksuba beinein, just between them, umestalik, and he leaves. He says, listen, you figure it out. I only married one woman, so I'm only mechuy of one ksuba. Divir Reb Tarfin is the altar of Tarfin. Why is he giving five gittin? He said, look, he doesn't want them to be agunais. I really only have to give one get, but I'll give you all, just in case, so you can all get married. But to pay a ksuba, that I'm not going to do. It's the altar of Tarfin. And here too, Rabbi Akiva, I'm Rabbi Akiva says, and over here the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. Here Rabbi Akiva says, Ein zu derech metziata midei aveira. This isn't the way to take him away from the chshash of an aveira. And the aveira here would be gzeila, because he owes the ksuba. If you want to make sure that he's not over the aveira, so in this case, where he was mekadesh five, he doesn't know which one, he won't be free and clear, achiyitin getu ksuba l'chol achas v'achas, only if he gives a get and a ksuba to each woman. Because he owes this ksuba to the woman that he was mekadesh, and you don't know who it is, so give everybody. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, gozel echad mechamisha. This person stole money, or stole something from one of five people. He doesn't know from which one he stole it. Kol echad oimer oisi gozel. Each one says, it was me, I'm the victim. He stole from me. He says, look, I want to take a do tshuva, but l'maisa, I only stole once. So I'm not paying five times. So meniach gzeila b'neyan, he puts the stolen object between them. Umistalik, goodbye, I'm leaving. Divir Reb Tarfon azi al Reb Tarfon. And Rabbi Akiva, and once again, Rabbi Akiva says, ein zu derech metziyatim midei avera. This is not the way to make sure he's not over an avera. Rather, what do we have to do? We have to make sure, actually, yeshalim gzeila chalechad v'echad. You want to do tshuva? You don't want to have any trouble when you come up in Shemayim, that you have gzeila? And down here on this world, because saf kasaf, when we steal something that's not ours, we pay a big price for that. Chofetz Chaim says our tefillos aren't answered. And one way or another, the money has to go back to the person. So you want to be free and clear? I feel bad for you. Taka only stole once, but you don't know who you stole from. So therefore, if you want to be free and clear, you're not going to be free and clear. Atshi yeshalim gzeila l'chol echad v'echad. Until you repay the value of what you stole to every single person over here. Now really, al pi Allah, it says, "Amaytzi mechivrei alav arai." If I want to take money away from you, I have to prove you owe it to me. The Tosfos Yom Tov explains that this is a knas that the Chachamim put on him. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, Perik Tesvav Mishnah Zayin. If a woman went to Medina Sayam with her father-in-law, she comes back and says her husband died first and then her father-in-law, even though she said her husband died first. So now she's no longer the daughter-in-law. But we say, no, the mother-in-law cannot get married because you can't get married on the testimony of a daughter-in-law. As far as we know, both men are still alive and she's only doing this to somehow destroy her mother-in-law's life, even though she's destroying her own in the process as well. Because if she gets married again, she's also going to be in trouble and her first husband shows up. So Lamaisa, again, this woman went with her husband and father-in-law to Medina Sayam. She comes back and says, her husband died, then her father-in-law. She can get married. She takes her ksuba. Her mother-in-law cannot. If the mother-in-law was a Bas Yisrael Lekayin, Reb Tarfon says she can continue to eat truma. Rabbi Akiva says she wants to be sure she's not being over in Aveira. So Nebuch, although we're going to tell you can't get married because maybe your husband is alive, we're also going to say you can't eat truma because maybe he's not alive. And here the halacha is like Reb Tarfon. But in these cases, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva in the next two cases. One is where one was Mekadesh. One of five women doesn't know which one. Each one says it was me. He gives a get to each one. Okay, that doesn't cost. Or at least doesn't cost a lot. When it comes to the ksuba, Reb Tarfon says he puts one ksuba down, he only owe one ksuba, and that's it. You decide who it belongs to. I have nothing to do with this. Rabbi Akiva says you want to prevent him from being over gzeila, then he has to give a ksuba to each one. Same is true if someone steals from five people, doesn't know which one. Each one says it was me. Reb Tarfon says he puts the gzeila down, he says, look, I taka want to do tshuva, but I only stole once. I'm only paying back once. He puts it down, you people figure out what to do with it. Rabbi Akiva says you want to save him from an aveira, then he has to pay each one of the five.